Hi guys, welcome back to Habits of a Happy Brain, Understanding Feelings and Emotions. Today is April 12, 2022, and I'm so happy and at the same time I'm sad because maybe this is going to be the last episode. I hope no, because I really enjoy doing this. So I guess I will keep doing it for you each week. So this is Monza Martinez, and today I have a special topic to talk to you about. Today we're gonna be talking about attraction, love, nonverbal communication, and feeling expression. Okay, well, now I want you to think, what is attraction for you? For example, on the internet, you can find different types of meanings and definitions. But I guess that the real one, it is the action or power of evoking interest, pleasure, or liking for someone or something. So, for me, it is almost the same. Feel interest about someone or something. Okay? Now, what is love? It's supposed that it is an intense feeling of deep affection. Why deep affection? That's why you cannot say to everybody or someone you just like met, oh, I love you. Because we are talking about a like deep feeling, a strong feeling, okay, of affection. So don't say everybody, I love you. And what is nonverbal communication? Well, it has also its definition, but it's like the transfer of information through the use of body language, including eye contact, facial expression, gestures, and more. This concept is one of my favorites because, well, I am going to explain it later, but I watched a video that is really interesting, and it talks about nonverbal communication. And the last concept that it was feeling expressions. What is feeling expression? Well, this means like emotional expression is simply the acknowledgement of these emotions we are built to feel. Healthy expressions allow us to understand the emotions, truly feel them, and move on. There are six basic emotions humans are born with that we should be able to recognize. Okay? And, well, I guess you already know what, like, basic emotions we are talking about here. One of them is anger, happiness, sadness, okay? Those three are the basic ones. Surprise, anxious, there are so many, okay? Loving, bored. Well, the thing is that, for example, the first concept that it was attraction. going to talk about attraction and love together, because both have certain relation, okay? How do you really know when you are attracted to someone? Do you think it's something like biological or something that just happened in the instant? Well, let me tell you that it's something biological, because we have there are so many hormones in our bodies, okay? But in our brains, there exists the oxytocin and some other substances that make us feel and change our mood during the day, okay? And then, well, if these substances increase or decrease, these are going to make us feel different ways, okay? Or act in different ways. For example, it was so funny because sometimes you can say, oh my God, he's so cute, I think I'm attracted to him, or I like him. Are you sure you are attracted to that person, to him or to her, just because he or she is cute by her or him in outside? Sometimes you have to meet the person also, like, in the inside, like the personality and everything, you know? But for example, we are used to do that and to say that, oh, I like him. That means you feel attracted to that person. And then attraction, I guess it is something biological, because sometimes even if we don't have to, if we don't want to fall in love or to be attracted or being attracted to someone, you cannot do anything to like stop it, okay? It is something biological, and it's something that the brain cannot control. And, well, as I already told you in episodes like before, you can't and you should not avoid your feelings or take medicines or whatever to avoid to feel something for someone or something. Love, well, it is hard to explain, but it is true. As I already told you, it's like a deep feeling of affection, and you cannot say I love you to everybody you met, because you can only love someone that really care about you, that love you back, that always give you attention or try to give you always like the attention you need, attention you deserve. That person has been always like a gentleman or a lady with you, and you guys have like a really nice talk whenever you hang out, a really nice friendship, a really nice relationship. A really nice relationship also like in family members, with family members. Love doesn't mean just like talking about couples, you know? This means like in family, in friends, with yourself too. Like self-love. So you really need to think about each concept and like take it in consideration if you are really like thinking the definition of each concept in the right way, and then you're applying it in your life, in your daily life, to be like a better person. Now, nonverbal communication is one of my favorite, because it is true. It is the information that we use and that we express by our body language. And it's funny because sometimes we think that we don't know the definition of nonverbal communication, or we think that we never use it, but we use it all the time. actually. All day we are making gestures, we are making eye contact, facial expressions, you know, and like a lot of those things, like social cues, kinesics, distance and physical environments, appearance of voice, and of like touch. So almost every day, constantly, we practice nonverbal communication. And why do we use it for? Maybe you're going to be asking that. There's not a specific reason why we use nonverbal communication, but I think it is because sometimes there are things that we cannot express just by using words. I think sometimes unconsciously we act in some way trying to demonstrate something without saying anything. For example, when you give a hug but you don't say anything, you are expressing affect for that person, for whoever you're hugging. If you roll your eyes to someone, even if you don't say something, you're demonstrating that person that you don't like her or that you don't like him, or that maybe you are in a bad mood. If you begin smiling whenever you're like walking, it is weird, but maybe the people that is like looking at you is gonna think like, oh, she's happy, or she just had like a happy situation, and that's why she's smiling. Even if you don't say any type of word, people around you can acknowledge and accomplish how you feel and how you are like in that moment. So it's weird, but I really love it. I really love nonverbal communication, because also this helps you to avoid discussions and problems. Not always, but at least, I don't know, like five out of 10, it helps you a lot. I remember since I was little, I have this way of being rolling my eyes almost all the time whenever I'm mad or whenever I dislike something, like a commentary or, you know, anything. I'm always rolling my eyes or making like facial expressions, but honestly I make them like unconsciously. Sometimes I don't even know that I'm doing it, and then for example my mom is telling me like, why are you rolling me your eyes? And I'm like, I forgot that I was rolling them. So it is weird, but we do it all the time, okay? For example, if I tell you like, I don't know, if I tell you, say hi to this person, say hi to your neighbor, you're going to say hi, but you are going also to make a facial expression or a gesture. And I'm gonna be like, I never ask you to make that facial expression or that gesture. Why do you did it? You make it unconsciously. And it's okay. It's nothing wrong with it. And finally, feelings expression. Well, people generally like to feel happy, calm, and good. Okay? Everyone feels sad from time to time, or fear, whatever, or like sad or anger. But honestly, when we feel like in certain way, we express it in different ways. If you're mad, if you feel anger, maybe you're in your face, you're going to have like, I don't know, maybe an angry an angry face, an angry gesture, or something. If you're bored, maybe you're gonna be like rolling your eyes or looking into like the things around you, but your eyes, in your eyes, people's gonna see that you're bored. If you're happy, you're gonna be smiling, you're gonna be maybe moving around and then jumping, I don't know. But what I mean is that whatever feeling you are experiencing, you're going to have an expression for each one. And it's completely fine and perfect to have an expression for each one. Because I am thinking like on those type of people that however they feel or however the emotion they have, they never express it. I mean, what type of person are you? Like, are you a real human? Like, I don't know. I don't like them. And honestly, I don't like to, how can I say it, to make friends or to be around these type of people. People that never show off like their expressions, their feelings, their emotions. Because, I don't know, they make me think negative, and I guess they have like the power. I don't know why I think this way, but sometimes I think these type of people have the power to convert ourselves just like them. And honestly, I don't really want it to be like that. So thank you guys for listening to this episode. I hope that you enjoy it, because I think the topic of today was really interesting. Well, the topics, because there was four topics. And as I always told you and advise you, you have to like put all these tips, advices and everything into your daily life. If these make you have a positive life and a positive, feeling, do it. Don't think it twice. So, I guess I will see you next week in our next episode, because I honestly don't want this one to be the last one. Thank you, guys. This was everything for today here in Habits of a Happy Brain, understanding feelings and emotions. Bye, guys.